the rest of the story. Vinnie Ream was 16, a poor girl, a struggling post office clerk. But in the 1800s, with emerging women's rights, she believed that she could be something more. Now, to be a sculptress back then was almost unheard of, but young Vinnie did so want to sculpt. And after a few gratis lessons with sculptor Clark Mills, she did demonstrate a rather remarkable natural talent. Her teacher suggested the right model might inspire a great talent. So Vinnie began searching for the right model. Wisconsin-born Vinnie Ream's first sculpture had been a Wisconsin Indian chief's head. She did it from memory, and soon she was creating the busts of live models. But she had not yet found the right model. Vinnie's parents, though poor, sought to maintain the dignity of their era. It was a time when a young girl should be thinking about the right husband instead of the right model for a sculpture. Indeed, young ladies with careers were still not quite accepted in 1850. But Vinnie was undaunted, scoured the city streets in search of her model, and one day she found him. An unpolished gentleman, and yet he stood out among the passers-by as he boarded his carriage. There was a fascinating contradiction in his face. The lines were deeply etched, suggesting great sorrow. It would be her dearest ambition, Vinnie explained, to sculpt the head of this man. And he said yes. Young Vinnie Ream, now remember, she's barely 17, brought her tools and a large tub of clay to the gentleman's stately residence and started to work. The sittings lasted half an hour each day, every day, for 5 months. Perhaps her model had consented because he, too, was once poor, struggling to make a living, eager to gain recognition. Anyway, day in, day out, the gentleman slumped into the smile-less pose, which he considered natural. Homage to the gloom which was forever within him. And then one night, Vinnie's model passed away. Before she could complete her work. But still under the spell of his kind eyes and sorrowful countenance, she finished the sculpture, and she used it as the model for another, the one you know, which is life-size and in marble. And that sculpture stands to this day as a testimony to a teenage prodigy and to the kinship she shared with a gentle stranger. That statue, commissioned in the summer of 1866, has never been moved from where it now is, in our National Capitol Rotunda. And there it characterizes not only a man of sorrow and compassion, but a gentleman who in his last days on this earth gave a poor girl a place in history. Vinnie Ream and the subject who sat for her for 5 months, Abraham Lincoln. Now you know the rest of the story.